like the magpie's hue. Yet he may still enjoy bliss, for both have a share in him, heaven and hell. Inconstancy's companion holds entirely to the black colour, and will, indeed, take on darkness's hue, while he who is constant in his thoughts will hold to the white. This flying image is far too fleet for fools. They can't think it through, for it knows how to dart from side to side before them, just like a startled hare. Tin coated with glass on the other side, and the blind man's dream, these yield a countenance's shimmer. But that dull light's sheen cannot keep company with constancy. It makes for brief joy, in all truth. Who pulls my hair where none ever grew, in my hand's palm? That man has learned close grips indeed. If I say ouch because of such fears as these, that reflects my wit, does it not? If I seek to find loyalty where it knows how to vanish like fire in the well and the dew before the sun. Nor did I ever know a man so wise that he wouldn't gladly gain acquaintance with what guidance these tales crave and what good doctrine they confer. They are never daunted, but they both flee and give chase, retreat and turn back, disgrace and honour. He who can cope with all these turns of the dice has been well blessed with wit, if he does not sit too long nor go astray, and keeps a clear mind in other respects. A mind that keeps company with falsity is destined for hell's fire and is a hailstorm falling upon high honour. Its loyalty has such a short tail that it would not pay back the third horsefly's bite if it fled into the forest. These diverse distinctions do not apply, however, merely to men. To women, I set the following goals. If any of them will mark my counsel, she must know which way to guide her fame and her honour, and to whom, accordingly, she is ready to accord love and her virtue, so that her chastity and her loyalty are no source of regret to her. Before God, I pray that true moderation may reside with good women. Modesty is a lock upon all morality. I can wish them no higher blessing. She who is false wins false fame. How constant is thin ice when August hot sun strikes it? Such a woman's reputation dissolves just as speedily. Many a woman's beauty is widely praised. If such a woman's heart is counterfeit, then I praise her as I ought to praise the blue bead set in gold. I think it no trifling matter if a man works a noble ruby into base brass, and the whole of his adventure, to that I liken a true woman's mind. If a woman does justice to her womanliness, then it is not for me to scrutinize her complexion, nor her heart's covering, what is outwardly visible. Provided she is intact within her breast, then noble fame will remain unimpaired there. If I were now to scrutinize both women and men, as I am well capable of doing, it would bring with it a long tale. Hear now this adventure's ways. It will acquaint you with both joy and sorrow. Joy and peril ride by its side. Now, even if there were three of me, each individually practicing skills counterweighing mine, it would require wild invention if they were willing to acquaint you with what I alone shall make known to you. All three would have their work cut out. A story I will now renew for you, which tells of great loyalty, womanly woman's ways, and man's manliness, so steadfast that it never bent before hardship. His heart never betrayed him there. Steel he was whenever he entered battle. His hand seized victoriously full many a praiseworthy prize.